Yom Daf Tzadik Hei. Ma Bein Pesach Horishoin L'Sheni. What's the difference between the Korban Pesach you bring on Erev Pesach Yudalad Benisin L'Sheni that a Tomei person brings on Yudalad Iyar? What's the difference? Is Horishoin Osir Abay Yiro Abay Yimotzei? Pesach Rishon is an Issa not to have any Chometz in your house for the 7 days. Is an Issa Abay Yiro Abay Yimotzei, not allowed to find Chometz in your house. The Yasheni, Mashenkin, if you bring a Pesach Sheni, Chometz Umatzi Imav Abayis. There is no issa to have Chometz in your house on Pesach Sheni. Even if you are Tomei by Pesach Rishon, and you have to bring a Pesach Sheni, when it comes Yudalad Iyar, you bring the Korban Pesach, and we'll soon see you're supposed to eat Matzah at night time, but you're allowed to have Chometz in your house also. There's no issa not to have Chometz, there's only a mitzvah sasei to eat Matzah. Horishon by Pesach Rishon, Toyin Halel Bachilosoi. The Shah she eat the Korban Pesach at night time. The Shah she eat it, there's an Indian to say Hallel. Like an hour by the Goda, we say Hallel by night time. Vashenkin Bahasheni, Enoi Toyin Hallel Bachilosi. Vashenkin, if you bring a Pesach Sheni, a new Dalad beer, when you eat it at night time, when you eat the Korban at night, there's no Indian to say Hallel at night time. Of Zev is Zev Toyin Hallel Bachilosin. But the Shah she bring in and make in the Korban Pesach, then there is an Indian to break to say Hallel. That even on Yudalab Ir, when you bring and make the Pesach Sheni, then they said Hallel B'Shas they're making the Korban. V'necholin Sli. And you're supposed to eat the Korban only roasted, Sli Eish. Even Pesach Sheni also has the mitzvah, but Dafka to do it, Sli Eish. And Al Matzum Rurim Yechlu. That you're supposed to eat it, Matzah and Mori are supposed to eat with the Korban Pesach. Even Pesach Sheni also has Matzah Morim. As the Ika Postik of Matzos and Rorim Yechlum says by Pesach Sheni.
Right behind here is the question.
You have a Doichin Esa Shabbat. Allah is that Doichin Shabbos also. As even Pesach Sheni, if Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbos, Allah is that Doichin Shabbos. Yeah, Rashi says, Matzah v'chomet yeshto babayis, the Gemara yalef lo. The time of the Kulam Aslisim. All that it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains how we know it. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Tana Rabbanan, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yeyosu Yasu Oisai. That's the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni here. The end of the beginning of the Pasuk says, Lo Yashiru Menu Adboikim. Don't leave over. The Yetzem Lo Yishpuru Boi. Voi, don't break the bone of the Korban Pesach. Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. The same old halachas of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. That's the posuk Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi. So Dash in the word the posuk says Oisoi means the mitzvah shebegufoin hakosu medaber. It's all the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach itself. It's the shechita and the zrika and how you have to make tliyesh, how you have to burn the meat. That the Torah says has the same halachas like Pesach Rishon. Ma'ashen kein mitzvah shagufoi. A mitzvah upon the person himself to do, not on the korban itself, but a mitzvah upon the person. For the Morim 9, how do we know there's also a mitzvah l'moshla to eat matzah? How do we know there's an inyan to eat matzah b'shas Pesach Sheni? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, Al matzah yisumrorim yachluhu. That's this pasuk also by Pesach Sheni that says here, Bachodes Hasheni b'abos yim ben arba'im yasu voisoi al matzah yisumrorim yachluhu. The Ninyan teat matze mora by Pesach Sheni. So the mora vayt the yochel, I would think, afilu mitzvahs shiloy al gufoy. Maybe there's even a mitzvah not on the guf, like teat matze. Moshe, there should be a mitzvah not to have chometz in your shus either, even though it's not a mitzvah begufoy. Maybe all the mitzvahs of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. Talmud Leima, no, the Pesach says, v'etzem lo yishperu voy, Torah says. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. So we say, Ma Shviras Etzim, just like this lav, not to break a bone from the Korban Pesach, Meyuchid, it's a mitzvah, it's special, mitzvah Shebegufoy, it's a mitzvah upon the person. When the person eats the Korban Pesach, this is the way he's supposed to eat it. It's Av Kol Mitzvah Shebegufoy. All the mitzvahs that are negated to the guf, what the person has to eat, like Matzeh Morer, that you have even by Pesach Shein Yosom. Mashenkin the lav not to have chometz in your shoes, that lav does not apply with Pesach Sheni. That's the Rashi. Kechol chukas haPesach, Rashi says, the Pesach Sheni ksiv. This posit. Oisoi mash magufoi. Mashma, the mitzvah of the korban itself applies to Pesach Sheni. What about the mitzvah shebegufa klasim medaber? Yeah. Right, the lariba yasar shen l'din rishin elo b'mitzvah shebegufoin. We're going to say the rabbi dosay. Posha from the first pasuk, k'chochukas haPesach yasu oisayim. I would think only the korban itself has the same din like Pesach Rishon. That means the Seder Avodosoi, the way you bring the korban, the achilat sli, and the way you have to eat it has to be roasted on fire. Avoloi le mitzvahs ashena begufoi, again hashposasar, but the mitzvahs that are not negated to the korban itself, the other mitzvahs that we have on Pesach Rishon, the moshe not allowed to have chametz in Yerushus, or to get rid of the chametz, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Mitzvahs shal gufoi minayim, how do we know not only in the korban, but even the mitzvah the person has to do, to go in matzu mor, shein dvorim achirim, or boyin chay v'loy, it's not the korban itself. These are other mitzvahs that come because of the korban. Is Talmud Leima, the Pesach says clearly, al matzah sum rorim yochluhu, that you're supposed to eat the matzah and mor by Pesach Sheni. Yochalaf mitzvahs shaloy agufoy, trash again hashpos asor, this is the most half of me known. Maybe even there should be allowed to destroy all your chametz before Pesach Sheni. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, the pasuk says, "V'yetzam lo yishpru voy." There's only a lav not to break the bone, and other lavim of hashposa sor you don't have. Rashi asks, "Well, the common parak." Later, the Gemara asks the question, "Minot taisi? What's the havamina? Why should you even think this way to say other mitzvahs like getting rid of the chomet should apply?" For Amrit, we already said, "Oisoi mashra mitzvah shabagufayim." But there is clearly the whole chukas haPesach yasu oisoi is mashma do it means do the korban. Only mitzvahs on the korban applies to Pesach Sheni. But mashma clearly other mitzvahs like getting rid of the chametz does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So what's even the havamina? Why does the Gemara even think to ask the question? How do I know there's no lav of getting rid of chametz by Pesach Sheni? The Gemara will soon ask this question. Let's see. Vayta. Gemara says Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda says the pasuk says yasu oisoi. That's the pasuk. The whole chukas haPesach yasu oisoi. He dashins oisoi means b'mitzvah shebegufoi hakosim medaber. The Torah is talking about the mitzvah that's upon the korban itself. That's the mitzvah you have by Pesach Sheni. Ma'ashenkein mitzvahs that are not negated to the korban, the moshe getting rid of the chametz, that you do not have by Pesach Sheni. You're allowed to have chametz in your reshus b'shas Pesach Sheni. Rashi Isi ben Yudai there. Ain't it sorach lo yishbru? I don't need the pasuk to say now to break the bone to teach us that there's no issue of getting. You don't have to get rid of your chametz. Lekachel limud acher. There's another limud from that. Why the Torah repeats itself here by Pesach Sheni to say now to break the bone? It already said by Pesach Rishon. Why does the Torah say it a second time? We'll soon see another drasha. But the Eis say mitzvah shabagufei mashma. Because according to Isi, he says when the pasuk says gachol chukas haPesach yasu oisayim, oisayim means only mitzvahs on the gate of the gufei. Either the goof of the korban, or else on the goof of the person, like mitzvahs of matzah. But more than that, you don't have. So the Maror Mamar, we learned before, it said, Yochel, I would think, af mitzvah shloya gufoi, maybe even mitzvahs that are not upon the person himself, like Lamoshel destroying your chametz. Maybe I would think that by Pesach Sheni also, if somebody didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, maybe he has to destroy all his chametz before he brings the korban. So we say, Kamashma, no, the Pasuk says, V'yetzim l'yishpru voy, only this lav applies, not the lav of chametz. So Gemara asks, for Amrit, you already said, B'mitzvah shebegufa kosim medaber. You already said, the first Pasuk, Echol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi, is talking about only the mitzvahs of the korban. So why would I think even destroying your chametz should also apply? Have the Gemara, Hachik Korma, this is what the Gemara means to ask. Hashtu the Amrit, once you tell me, Al matzay sumroirim yachluhu. Once you tell me there's a mitzvah Pesach Sheni, to also you have to eat matz and you have to eat maror. Alma, what do I see? Yasu oisoi lav dafkam. That's what the first pasuk says. Not the first, but the end of the pasuk says. Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi. I see that it says that the Pesach Sheni has the same halachas like Pesach Rishon does not only apply oisoi to the korban itself. Because I see more than the korban. I see there's a mitzvah, teet matz also, teet mor also. So, male, the word yasa waisa does not apply directly to say you only have the korban, Pesach Sheni, but other mitzvahs you do not have. Rather, I see you have other mitzvahs of Pesach Sheni also. You have to eat matz and mor also. So, male, aim I would say, heavy lake kaprat. Maybe I would say first there's a prat, uklal, and then there's a klal. But first the Torah says Protim. It says what applies to Pesach Sheni. You know what applies? The Torah says, Al Matzah Rom Yachlu, there's a mitzvah teat, matzah mor with it, lo yashiru menu ad boikim. That there's another prat, you're not allowed to leave the meat till overnight, just like Pesach Rishon. Then it says another law, v'yetzim lo yishpru boy, you're not allowed to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. It says all these Protim, these private things, what to do. Now, the end of the post, it says a klal, a general klal. It says, Kuchol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oisim. Mashma klal, anything that applies to Pesach Rishon would apply to Pesach Sheni. So I would think, nasa klal moisev ala prat. Maybe this last klal, the general rule, is coming to add more than just the protim, what the Torah said before each mitzvah by itself. And I would think, maybe, v'yafimu kol milunami. Maybe all the mitzvahs that we have at Pesach Rishon apply to whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni. And therefore he has to destroy his chametz. He's not allowed to eat chametz either. That's why I would think. Kamash Mlon, no. That's why I say Kamash Mlon, no. We'll soon see what it means, the Kamash Mlon. Now since the Torah has to speak out and says, the Etzem Lo Yishru Boy, it is the question, if the Torah is saying a general klal now, that all the halachas of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni, why does the Torah have to say another time here, V'yetzim l'yishpru boy, you're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. We already knew this halacha of Pesach Rishon. It said it before. Why does the Torah have to say it again? It's come to teach us that there's not a general klal here, that all the halachas of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. Rather, only what the Torah says applies to Pesach Sheni. But what it does not say here does not apply to Pesach Sheni. And here the Torah does not say you have to destroy your chametz. So therefore the Mishnah says, on Pesach Sheni you're allowed to have chametz in your mishus. Rashi, v'eima nasa klal moisef ala prat, v'yisrabi komili. And I would think everything applies to Pesach Sheni. Afilu ashpesos asor, sheinu agufay. That's not upon the goof of the person, that's upon your mumin, that you have to destroy any chametz you own. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon. What's the kamash malon? How do we hear that like that? So Rashi v'etzem lo yishpru voy. The Torah says the second time here, you're not allowed to break the bone, any bones of the Korban Pesach. The lo tidros klal moisev ala prat lerebuyim kol mili afidu ashpas asor. And now we see, do not say the Torah means to include everything of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. The imken, because if that would be the pshat, kol hani proti lomeli. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself, all these protim here, and say you can't leave over the meat overnight, and says you can't break the bones? If there's a general klal here that all the mitzvahs of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni, so you understand that already, that you're not allowed to do these things. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself a second time for? So Drashi El Lohochi Kasvinu. You know why the Torah repeated itself? Lekulu, all these halachas here. Le Midrash. To make a drasha, to learn out something. Saisvasa de klolo akol chodah v'chodah. It's interesting. When you have like here, first a prat, a few mitzvahs here, and then it says a klal, this klal comes on two ways. One way it adds on to the prat, and one way it takes away from each prat. It says only this prat and not something else, and this prat and something else also. Rashi, the klolo akol chodah v'chodah, omar be, it includes, it adds something to it. Dumya de prati, something that's like each prat. V'sulai, and not more. V'kule prati have the gufay. Now all these pratim are mitzvahs on the guf of the korban, or the agufay are also on the person to do. V'ayinu de kol matana, that's what the Tana says. The prati, the Torah says a prat, a special case, v'etzem lo yishpru voy, is mamayet matzis, mitzvah shloy agufay. It comes to exclude mitzvahs that are not upon the guf of body, what we have to do. Rather, what should be done, kagoyin le'sishchat al chometz, that there's a law in Pesach Rishon, even b'shash shchitas a Pesach, you're not allowed to have chometz around. That only applies to Pesach Rishon, not to Pesach Sheni. Kulakamon. Lukam v'raisa v'forshi, ma'imar b'klolu d'chol chad v'chad, o ma'amamayit protim. It's interesting. The clouds come to tell us that every one of these protim has something included to them. And the reason why the Torah said a prat by each one of them, to exclude something. So every one of these protim here includes something and excludes something. The Gemara will soon go through them all to see how we do it. But that's John the Gemara. Hey, so I would have thought that the klal now should be marb everything. Kamash on these protim, no. Only these protim the Torah includes, and not like getting rid of your chametz. That does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Right? The Isa ben Yehudi. What did Isa ben Yehudi say? He says no. The Pasuk says, Kochol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai. He dashes the word oisai means only mitzvahs that are told in the guf and not other mitzvahs. For the Gemara,
Hi, etzim, my overlay. So according to Isi, what did he do with the extra posik? The etzim la yishbruboy. Why did the Torah have to repeat itself here by Pesach Shem to say again, you're not allowed to break the bone? Rashi, my overlay. Mikachol chukas ha Pesach nafkulei. He learns it out from this posik. So the day, according to Isi ben Yehuda, oisai davka. Oisai means davka, only these mitzvahs. O mamayet shaloya gufoin. And mitzvahs that do not apply in the goof of the person to do. Rather, with your money just, does not apply. O memela misravi shriya setzim. And memela, I would understand, even if the Torah did not say it, that there should be this lav not to break the bone of the korban. Toha mitzvah sheva gufahim. That's the mitzvah what's nogay to the goof of the korban. So that's the Gemara's kasha now. According to Isi ben Yehudi, that Yehudi, you're telling me now that Yasu Oisai teaches us only mitzvahs that are told in the goof of the korban. Why did the Torah have to repeat itself to say you're not allowed to break the bone of the korban? Shit, you're not allowed to. So Gemara answers, Mi boyle li echot etzem sheish by moyach, vi echot etzem shein by moyach. This is a drasha we had already before on Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara there said, how do we know there's a law not to break even a bone that does not have marrow? So the Gemara says, because it says it two times, one by Pesach Rishon and once by Pesach Sheni. Why does the Torah repeat itself to say another time, you're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach? To teach us, not only bones that have marrow inside it, but even bones shamed by Mayach. That's why the Torah repeated over here. Shashim boyle liyechad etzim, tochi dashin meketze serlin. Kishuwayme v'yetzim lo yishbru v'pesach sheni, shen tamloyma, hai echad etzim. That's what we had the Gemara we had before. It repeats itself a second time to teach us not only bones with marrow, even bones without marrow. For the Gemara of Rabbanan now, Hai Yasu Oisoi my avule. The Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say you have a prat here, and from each one of these pratim we learn out the halachas. So what did the Torah say at the end? Kechol chukas ha-pesach Yasu Oisoi. What's this extra word of Yasu Oisoi? What are they doing with it? Rashi Rabbanan the Yamri Oisoi really is lav davka. Lemai yichtav, what did the Torah write it for? So Mor says, Miboyilei, Shein Shechten Esa Pesach Al Yochid. It's a new drasha. And when it comes to make a Pesach Sheni, Mitchil at least, you should not have only one person on your Pesach. Tekama Diyef Sheladurei Madrinin. If it's possible to find other people to be part of your Pesach, even Pesach Sheni, you should also have that. That's this Lashon of Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi Lashon Plural. Like Rabin. Like do it together. Try and have even a Pesach Sheni be brought by two people. Rashi says the Chiddushim, if you know that you're the only Tomedic person, try and have someone to be Tomei, Bishas Pesach Rishim, that he should also be pushed off to make a Pesach Sheni with you. That's what the Torah is telling you. Yasa Waisai, try and have at least two people bringing a Pesach Sheni together. That's what the Torah is telling us according to the Rabbanan. Right, Tana Rabbanan. The poster says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasa Waisai. All the halachas of Pesach Rishon apply to whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Yochel, I would think, Kishem Shah Rishon also about Yeruah or about Yimotzaim, the same way by Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have chametz in your Rishus. There's a law to see it or to find it. Kach, the Sheni, I would think whoever has to hold Pesach Sheni on your Dalat Ir, there's an Isser. Also about Yeruah or about Yimotzaim, there should be a law, at least that day and that night. Veshasta Shechitas HaPesach. And that night when you have a mitzvah to eat the Pesach, there should be a lav, not to see and not to find chametz in your rishus. Talmud Loima, the pasuk says, Al matzoi sum roirim yoichluhu. That you're supposed to eat matzah moru. V'yainli, that's all, these are the mitzvahs that apply. And not the mitzvahs of destroying chametz. Trashi Talmud Loima, Al matzoi sum roirim, V'odah ksiv kloli alei. And then the Torah right away says the klal, Kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoyim. L'rebuya dumya didei, to add something like matzah umarim. V'chol mili loyamrina denarbi, we don't say everything is included. Tiyimkein, if everything would be included, kolhani prati lomli, why do I need the Torah to say each prat here? Or prati mamayat the kavosei. Therefore each prat is telling us something not like it. K'nefors l'kam l'kamon. The klal of v'chol chukas ha-pesach madrina nakule prata. The klal at the end of the pasuk, the chol chukas ha-pesach, goes back to all the three pratim, the three separate mitzvahs that the Torah just got finished saying. L'rebuya v'chol prat du'mididei, one thing it adds on another thing, just like the prat, and who are then also the klal is l'umute mi'prote, to exclude something from the prat nami. Du'mididei, something like it. O mechada mi'prote mi'matinen, v'ayiro v'ayimotze. Now, from one prat we exclude, there's no lav of Bal Yiroi, you have no lav not to find chametz in your rishus by Pesach Sheni. Lakamim abraisi remuzim ramiz v'yoz lekoli. The Gemara will soon explain everyone how do we know to exclude and to include. Tamvei ma'matzes rom yachlu. Now v'yein liyela mat mitzvah sasei. I already know so far there's a mitzvah sasei. Mitzvahs loisa say minayin. How do we know there's a loisa? The loisa says also apply to Pesach Sheni. Talmudayim, the pasuk says lo yashir remenu ad boikir. There's an issa noiser. You're not allowed to leave the meat overnight on yudalad leil yudalad ear. You're supposed to eat the meat, and it is allowed not to leave it over till the next morning. V'yein liyela mitzvahs loisa say shenitruk liyasei. Now this lav of noiser is a lav on nitruk liyasei. If you do leave it over to the next morning, the Torah gives the mitzvah essay to burn it. Therefore, you do not get malchus for this lav. That's called the lav anitl yasei. What about mitzvahs loisa say gomer minayim? How do I know that even apply in such a case of a loisa say, a regular lav to Pesach Sheni, that you would even get malchus? It's not called nitl yasei. Talmud Leima, that's why I have another prat here that says, v'etzem lo yishgru voy. Torah says there's a lav, you're not allowed to break the bone of a korban Pesach. And if you break this bone, there's a regular lav. So Torah so far said three protim here by Pesach Sheni. It said there's an Indian, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, tita, matzah, umaru. That's one prat it says. Then the Torah says another prat, lo yashiru menuad boikram. There's an issa loiser. You're not allowed to leave the meat overnight till the next morning. Then the Torah says, v'yetzim lo yishmu void. Torah says another third prat, another third lav, the teacher says there's a posha lav. You're not allowed to break the bone of the Pesach Sheni. Now we'll explain what we dash from each one of these. Now, maha prat mefurish mitzvah esay v'loista seshenitul yasei v'loista se gomer. That's these three pratim here. The mitzvah esay tit matzen morum. The loista say not to leave overnight, which is nitul yasei to burn it. If you did, and a regular lav, don't break the bone of a pesach. Is ach also kol mitzvah esay v'loista seshenitul yasei v'loista se gomer bichlole. We're also adding on another case where it's a regular lav, a regular mitzvah sasei, and a lav on nitl yasei. Now, what are we including? What are these cases we say yes? The matzah sumrerim, makom arbi. What are we including when the Torah says there's a mitzvah sasei? Eat with the Pesach, you have to eat matzah morer. What does the klal also include? Tzliyesh, that there's also the mitzvah, the mitzvah sasei, to eat the Pesach by night. The night of Yudalid, the night after Yudalid, the night of Tesvav, ear, you have to eat it, Sliyesh, roasted. Peprote, mimiti. Now there's also, that's what Machmas HaKlal at the end adds to it. But before the Torah is saying a prat here, what is the prat excluding? Hashpasasasar. The Torah says there's a mitzvah essay to what? To eat the matzah. Who are then we're adding from the cloud? There's a mitzvah essay to eat it, Sliyesh. And we're excluding the mitzvah essay to destroy the chametz. By Pesach Rishon is a mitzvah essay tashpisu sorma b'teichem. You have to get rid of all the sor in your rishus. That does not apply to Pesach Sheni. This lab does not apply because it's not called the mitzvah begufay. That's a mitzvah shlei begufay. That's why we do not have it. Right. Epach for the Gemara, Epach, let's say the opposite way around. Maybe the mitzvah says to destroy the chametz you do have, but the mitzvah says that tzliyes does not apply. And the Gemara, Epach and Noah, mitzvah the gufa yodif. Avad is a svara, the mitzvah, the gufa, the korban. How do you eat the korban? Tzliyes, that's more the svara, the Torah includes it, rather than the mitzvah destroying the chametz, which is not a mitzvah the gufa. Now, beklole deloy yashiru menuad boiker. The second prat the Torah said was, there's a issa noiser, you're not allowed to leave the meat of Pesach Sheni over to the next morning. Maikor marbele, now at the end of the parsha there's this klal of kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi, which is including something in every single prat. So what does the klal at the end include? Lo yisetzivu mimenu, that you're not allowed to take the korban pesach out of the house where you're eating it, you're not allowed to take it outside. The Pesach Rishon, the Torah says, wherever you're eating it, you're not allowed to take the Pesach outside to outside the house. Rashi loisaitzi lava nitli asayhu tisib abayis echad yoichel. The pasuk says, eat it in one house. Loisaitzi, don't take it out. O mashma zmashma loisaitzi loichloi. Don't take it outside. You have to eat it outside. Ella, what should you do? Abayis echad yoichel. That means ba'omod vehechzekoi. This is called the lav hanitzik liasein. The Torah says by Pesach Rishon, you have to eat the Pesach in your house. Do not take it outside. It's mashmi. If you take it outside, right away there's a mitzvah. Come bring it back inside and eat it inside. That's called the lav hanitzik liasein. So that's what we're including. Here's the lav hanitzik liasein that it says is noiser. Don't leave the meat overnight, because if you do, the Torah says there's an effort to it, burn it. We're including now also the lav of Pesach Rishon, not to take the meat outside the house, also applies to Pesach Sheni. To Domilei, to Hai Mifso Benoiser, Vai Mifso B'Yaitse, they both like one another. One is a Psul Yaitse, and one is a Psul Noiser. Now, the Prote Makim Amayit, but the Torah still says for Prat here, there's a lav not to leave the meat overnight. What does it exclude? That another lav on Nitzel Yasei does not apply to Pesach Sheni? Lo Yeroi V'lo Yemotzei. That the lav that you're not allowed to see chametz or have chametz in your reshus does not apply to Pesach Sheni. To domilei to high ain aloika to have a lav shenitul yasei. The high ain aloika to have a lav shenitul yasei. See on the chur that you have this gerus in the Gemara. It's mashma clearly that the lav of ba yiroi ba yimotzei that you're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus of Pesach Rishon is considered a lav shenitul yasei. Some of the loikas we show him if it is or not. You know, those sheetas are not gerus here in the Gemara. At the bottom place also like that. That mikan mashma kumashapirish ri. The chol shah, the lo yiroh have an itl yasei. And the Torah says, lo yiroh don't have chametz in mishus. What does the Torah say if you do have chametz in mishus? There's a mitzvah of tashvisu. Right away, take it out of mishus and burn it. That's called a lav hanitl yasei. So the kitzah, the chametz, ba yiroh, ba yimosi, is considered a lav hanitl yasei. Therefore, we're excluding it. Which lav hanitl yasei applies to Pesach Sheni? Only noiser, or else the lav of not taking the meat out of your house. But this lav, to not to see chometz in your shoes, does not apply to Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, Epechano, let's change it around. Maybe this lav does apply, Epechano, and the Gemara, mitzvah, the gufa yodif. Havadis Moasrara said this first mitzvah applies to Pesach Sheni. That when you're eating the Pesach on the night of Tezvav Iyar, you're only allowed to eat it in one house, and don't eat it outside. That lav more applies because that's the lav negated to the goof of the carbon. Rather than saying the lav of Vayiro and Vayimotzei, which is not a lav directly in the goof of the carbon, it's a different lav, not to have chometz in Yerushus. So this lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Right, so what's the third prat the Torah says here of Pesach Sheni? So tomorrow, Bechlola v'etzem lo yishbrovoi. Now the third prat is v'etzem lo yishbrovoi. The Torah says by Pesach Sheni, whoever brings the Pesach Sheni, you have this lav, you're not allowed to break the bone of the Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara, my komarbi, what are we adding onto it? There's a klal at the end, what are we adding onto it? And the Gemara, marbi, al tochu b'menu no. That you have the lav of Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to eat it if it's halfway done. It has to be completely done. No means halfway done, even if you roasted it. But if it's only halfway done, you have that lav. Here also, Pesach Sheni also applies that lav, that you're not allowed to eat it if it's only halfway done. Now, the Prote Makim Amayit, but Gafrote is a Prate, the Torah says a second time in Pesach Sheni, not to break the bone of regular lav. Which regular lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni? Leisishchat al chometz dav zivchi. By Pesach Rishon, there's a lav, that Peshash chitas a Pesach, if you own chometz, or you have chometz that the Kohen sees, there's a new lav of Leisishchat al chometz dav zivchi. This lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. That's the Miyit. Only a lav of don't break the bone of the korban, which is a lav in the korban itself, that lav applies. But this lav of not to have chometz around b'shasha making the shchita does not apply to Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, Epechano, let's change it around. Maybe this lav does apply to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, Epechano, mitzvah the gufa yodif. There's always more of a reasoning to say that the mitzvah that apply to the korban itself applies to Pesach Sheni. This is a lav that applies to the goof of the carbon itself. That's how it says, Al tochu b'menu no, you're not allowed to eat the meat if it's only halfway done. That's a lav in the goof of the meat of the carbon itself. Mashaykin, this lav, that b'shash shchit of the carbon, you're not allowed to have chametz around, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So these are the halachas here. That's how you have these kolam and protein. That these three mitzvahs apply to Pesach Sheni, and not the other mitzvahs. That you're allowed to have chametz in your reshus, b'shash to bring Pesach Sheni, but you have to eat matzah and maror, and these mitzvahs apply. Right, horishoin toin halabakimot. Pesach Rishon, leil Pesach, when we eat the Pesach, there's a mitzvah to say halavim.